par. Wolf is through 15. Koepka through 14. And Bello is through 12. Xander Schauffele, Russell Henley, Matt Fitzpatrick, Adam Hadwin, one shot back at 2 under. All of those guys are still on the course. And Phil Mickelson, not a good birthday. He's 4 over par today. And what he says is his own course. So he is off to a pretty rough start. Bryson DeChambeau, he'll tee off at 5:44. Jordan Spieth will tee off at 5:55. And then the monster threesome, Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy, John Rahm, they all teed off at 6:06. Some of the bigger names have yet to tee off. And what's cool about it, it's out in San Diego. So when you get home and you're a big golf fan, you got about 3 hours of golf you can watch on TV. I believe NBC's coverage goes to, or the Golf Channel, I guess Golf Channel today. Now, I think it switches over to NBC, if I'm not mistaken. I'll have to check that. I don't want to give anybody any bad information. I think maybe it's 7 o'clock, something like that. It's either today or tomorrow. I don't have my TV schedules with me, but I can look this up real quick. But I know you'll be able to watch it either on the Golf Channel or on NBC. This is great radio, me typing and looking something up, right?
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
All right, here we go. Round one. Let's see.
This quiet.
12:30 to 7 on the Golf Channel, 7 to 10 on NBC.
That moment of silence was brought to you by the Charleston County Public Library.
tomorrow, 12:30 to 6 on the Golf Channel, 6 to 9 on NBC. And then it goes back for an extra hour of coverage on the Golf Channel. Saturday, I believe golf from 11 to 9, 11 in the morning to 9 o'clock at night on NBC. And then Sunday, 10 o'clock, 12 to 8 on NBC. So there you go. So my point back to being, you have a chance to watch golf when you get home, which is not usually the case. So there you go. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, I got a couple questions for you. It's about baseball. The size of a baseball is the same size in Little League through Coney League, through high school, through minor leagues, major league. Baseball size doesn't change, correct?
As far as I know, it doesn't. I could be wrong, but as far as I know, it's the same at all levels.
So all of a sudden, they can't grip a ball. Now, the only difference might be, are the seams raised in the major leagues? Are the seams lowered? Are they raised in high school or something? Are the seams might be different?
I know the seams are different in the majors.
Okay, so are they raised or they must be lowered?
It depends on what they do, what they decide to do with the baseball. That's half the problem is that they have been messing with the baseballs over the last several years.
Right, but if they can't grip the ball and if you raise the seams, you should be able to grip the ball better so you don't need to put sticky stuff
right
to dunk ball. So they could do that. And the other thing I don't understand is if I heard this right, and I might have heard it wrong, you guys get suspended for 10 days, but you get suspended with pay. So essentially, probably only losing, well, if you're a starter, you're only really losing, what, two starts, I guess, if you're on a five-man rotation.
Right.
Maybe more. I don't know. What you're going to suspend somebody, but you're going to suspend them with pay. I don't get that part of it either. But anyway.
I think suspending them with pay is stupid.
Well, that's... Did I hear that right? Or
yeah,
am I wrong?
No, you heard it. 10 days with pay.
Yeah,
but
I'm thinking, well, why are you even suspending the guy?
But the team, it actually kind of hurts the team because the team is not allowed to bring somebody up for those 10 days. So you're gonna have a short roster.
Yeah. Okay. So you're down a man for 10
right
days, like the guys on the
right
IR, but then you can bring a person up. Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense because that guy that plays for the Devil Rays, he's blaming his injury. I don't know if he had that doctor on yet. he's blaming his injury on.
Yeah, Tyler Glasnow. Yeah, we talked to Dr. Geyer about that yesterday. He's not buying that.
Okay, I didn't listen, so I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what days you have that guy on. But anyway, yeah, I just thought that was kind of weird. You're blaming your injury because of the sticky stuff. You can't grip the ball. All right, that's cool. Thank you.
All right. I mean, if nothing else, all this has caused quite a dissension. We've talked about that the last couple of days in Major League Baseball. It's it has caused quite a dissension. Hitters and pitchers are arguing. You've got players complaining about their union for letting this happen. So there's a lot of unhappy people in baseball. None more than Diamondback fans. They've lost 22 straight on the road. One more loss, they set a record, and they are losing 5-0 in San Francisco at the top of the fifth inning. So it looks like the Diamondbacks will set that record. And again, I gave this stat in the first hour in case you missed it. Where did I put that? Oh, I know. It was on my – anyway, the Diamondbacks were 15-3 on May 2nd, and they are 20-49 right now. So since May 2nd, they have gone 5-46.
That's almighty.
Which is not good. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bob, it's Aaron. How you doing?
Aaron, how are you, sir?
When are the Diamondbacks going to come to Atlanta?
And we need them to, don't we?
I mean, it's starting to get, we're starting to dig ourselves a hole that we're going to have trouble getting out of. We do have starting Monday, we've got 7 games with the Mets in 11 days.
Right.
So, could be.
That could be the do or die time. And you can tell the frustration, a lot of people getting on Snitker for criticizing Acuna. With his base running error last night, calling him out, kind of throwing him under the bus, and people pointing out, you know, that look at what the bullpen's doing. I mean, the bullpen is killing the Braves.
Yeah, I mean, the bullpen
between that
is,
and injuries, yeah. I mean, they are down 3 starting pitchers, and their starting catcher.
You can get around that with their offense if your bullpen can do. Can do the job, and they're just not doing it.
They've lost half their save opportunities this year. I mean, the bullpen is really hurting the Braves. It really is.
Yeah, my 8-year-old looks at the stats every night and the little ticker on the bottom of the game and goes, Daddy, why do we let Mark Melanson go?
Who's with the Padres right now and doing fairly well. I tell you, the amazing part about the Braves is that Luke Jackson is doing really good.
Yeah, he cut his hair off and looks all clean cut, and he gets out there and throws the ball pretty good. Did you see that guy they brought in last night, Mueller?
No, I went to sleep last night, so I didn't watch too much.
6'7", 265.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, just called him up. Yeah, that's a big boy.
But, you know, Minter, last two nights, I mean, have been pretty much carbon copies of each other. You know, we got behind early and come back, and then – you know, it just takes the wind out of your sails when you work so hard to come back, and then your bullpen, you know, gives up a 3-run home run and then a grand slam last night. And those weren't home run hitters particularly. They gave those home runs up to either.
No. Yeah, I want to thank you. The Braves were playing fairly well. And what was the game where the rookie hit the home run to walk off about 10 days ago?
Oh, yeah, that hurt. I think that was kind of a turning point.
Yeah, that's almost like
a chance to win that series, and then that weekend was just a disaster with all those, you know, one run games and whatnot. It's funny. I mean, you know what? It's not. It's just baseball is so finicky. I mean, you know, one run games are one run games, and close games are close games, and it's not much separating the good teams from the bad teams. But we are not getting good starting pitching right now. We're not getting good bullpen work, and that's
going to
kill you.
Nope. And the only thing that makes them watchable is they are hitting the baseball. So, at least in scoring some runs.
I don't think there's anything wrong with calling out Acuna. He should not have tried to stretch that into a triple. What's the point? I mean, okay, he should have called out the bullpen too, whatever. But, I mean, that doesn't make any sense. I don't see anything wrong with the way that the way that the team is being managed right now. These guys are just, you know, they're throwing the ball down the middle of the plate when they need to be hitting the outside corner, and that's just what happens.
Yep, you're right.
One other thing, Bob, I haven't gotten a chance to talk to you about, you know, how animated I've been over the years about college football playoff. What do you think of the 12-team thing?
I like it. I mean, I like it. It's better than four. I'm not real. I think they and hope they'll tweak some things. I don't like the fact that if your team gets a bye, you have to play on the road in the next round. That makes no sense. And I really don't like using the four bowl games as your quarterfinals. I just think that's too much for the fans.
Yeah, and it's not enough of an advantage. I mean, that's the thing. I'm with you. You know me, I like the 8 teams straight up. I don't care about the conference championship games. I don't care about any of that stuff. I just think it should be. I think that the College Football Playoff Committee did a really good job of ranking the top 8 teams, and I want to argue about that. 8 and 9, I've always said that. But so I don't think these the championship games should mean that you know you're right. Automatically in. But I get that. That's okay. But I mean,
I think they went to 12 to appease the group of 5 teams.
Where they could. Okay. I mean, look, 12 teams. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, it is going to water down the regular season a bit. I mean, it certainly makes that Clemson Georgia game a lot less important. I think that's okay to some degree, and I'm not saying that just because I'm a Georgia fan, although it might sound like it, but, it's nice to see, you know, as we always text each other every year, you know, I'm like, hey, this is what the 18 playoff would look like. And it looks really fun, right? It looks
right.
Like, you know, it looks fun. You want to see these games. You want to see these games on the field. I do think that the quarterfinals should be at the higher seeded teams.
Yeah, and I think that's something they may look at changing. Man, I really hope to do. How's it going in Greenville?
It's good, man. We just need it's really good. It's been great. We need a few more staff. So, y'all know anybody up there in Greenville that wants to work for home team? Let us know. But, I think that's a problem everybody's having. It's getting better every day. But it's great. The people have been awesome up there. The place looks really cool. And we got a good team up there.
Oh, good, good. Aaron, I got to go to break, man. Always good to hear from you, okay?
Okay, take care, Bob.
Okay, that's our buddy Aaron from Home Team Barbecue. By the way, specials tonight, West Ashley, the French dip with a side downtown. Hot ham and cheese with a side, Sullivan's Island green chili pork quesadilla. That comes with a side as well. Get you one of those tacos for Tom. They're only $5. 100% of the proceeds go to Tacos for Tom to support their friend Tom Hodges, his family, and Project Main Street in their fight against ALS. Home Team Barbecue open downtown till 1. West Ashton and Sullivan's Island open till midnight. So go get you a taco for Tom. Along with everything else.
Yep.
Because you can't get full on one taco.
Unless it's like that burrito.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Good afternoon. Taking another look at our highways this afternoon. Police are continuing to work an accident on Angel Oak and Brownswood Roads. EMS and police continue to work an accident at Westcott Boulevard and Dorchester Road. And police are continuing to report the accident at Maybank Highway and Bohicket Road. Now we have reports of an accident on River Road at Maybank Highway, another accident on Morrison Drive at Romney Street, and finally they're working an accident on Rivers Avenue at Dorchester Road. Looking at the SCDOT cameras, I continue to see very heavy traffic traffic on I-26 westbound between Montague Avenue and Ashley Phosphate. This traffic report is being brought to you by All Seasons Hardware. All Seasons True Value Hardware, 866 Folly Road and 2876 Maybank Highway, open Monday through Saturday at 8 a.m. All Seasons True Value Hardware. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Wolf.
This traffic brought to you by Curry Law.
The Curry Law Firm, the premier African-American law firm. Injury, criminal, family, probate, 767-5284, 767-5284. Call us now. Real lawyers, real results.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Garfield Jewelers on Savannah Highway in West Ashley. Expect to be impressed.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly sunny and nice with a high around 85. Clear and mild tonight with a low around 72. Mostly sunny and beautiful Friday to launch another Low Country weekend with a high around 84. Looking ahead, mostly cloudy Saturday with thunderstorms likely Sunday and Monday. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
During these uncertain times, Garfield Jewelers cares about your safety, the special hours, and the convenience of appointment shopping. Garfield's is here to celebrate life's biggest moments with our classic one-of-a-kind estate jewelry, our unique diamond engagement rings, and everything beautiful under the sun. Now more than ever, serving you safely is our pleasure at Garfield Jewelers, Savannah Highway, across from Nissan. Expect to be impressed.
For over 75 years, Southern Lumber has been building Charleston and the Lowcountry with Anderson windows that look good when the weather doesn't. Talk with the knowledgeable folks at 2031 King Street for that perfect idea for your home. Anderson Windows, performance that aces the test of time. Over 75 years of knowledge and quality. Southern Lumber.
Southern Lumber and Newark, your natural choice for quality.
Helping you see clearly through the Lowcountry traffic. Dr. Christopher Orr with the Eye Care Center of Mount Pleasant, 1055 Johnny Dodds Boulevard. Call now for an appointment, 884-4343. That's 884-4343 or online at mountpleasanteyecare.com.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at Jiffy Lube.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Thursday afternoon. Right now, best time ever if you want to sell your home. Low inventory, not many houses on the market. The ones on the market selling fast. Many times, people are getting $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 over list price. Just think about what you could do with that much extra cash. You could buy new furniture for your new house. You could buy a boat, buy a car with today's low interest rates. You can even buy more home. Because of the low inventory, many people are having difficulties finding that next home. That requires an agent with aggressive strategies to find and purchase that home. That agent is my friend, Matt O'Neill. Matt is a top producing agent in all of Charleston with a long list of qualified buyers, and they are ready to buy. So Matt's the only agent in town, and we tell you this all the time, he'll give you a strong guaranteed offer on your home within 24 hours. He's also going to give you another option. Matt will give you the cash to buy your dream home before you even list your current home. Houses are going so fast. People go out, they'll find the house they want. There'll be five or six offers on it. Somebody will swoop in with a cash offer, and there you go. You're back out looking at houses again. But Matt's got a guy, he's going to lend you the cash to buy the dream home before you even list your current home. Be the all-cash buyer who wins the offer on your dream home. Take advantage of Matt O'Neill's unique cash to buy program. If you've listened to the show, you know I've never recommended another real estate agent until I met Matt. Call the agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. That's Matt O'Neill. Call Matt today at 843-900-7300. That's 843-900-7300. Or you can go online to MattO'NeillRealEstate.com. Yes. Yes. I don't know what I'm yesing for. Gosh, this segment is already gone. What's up with that?
Well, we got a little carried away. You know, we hadn't talked to Aaron in forever.
Yeah. So always good to talk to Aaron. Aaron's a good guy. And no better people than Aaron and the gang at Home Team Barbecue. Some NFL notes real quick. Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, they're going to be on the cover of Madden 22. First time two players on the cover since Larry Fitzgerald and Troy Polamalu were on Madden cover in 2010. Also, Vince Wilfork, former NFL defensive lineman, his son has been charged with stealing $300,000 worth of his father's jewelry, including two Patriots Super Bowl championship rings, also his Miami championship ring. The kid sold the rings and other jewelry. So, man, that's tough. That's tough when your own blood is doing that. So I'd hate to be that. Rafael Nadal said he's not going to play in Wimbledon. Wimbledon or the Olympics this year. Said he wants to listen to his body in order to prolong his career and continue to what makes him happy. So he will not be at Wimbledon or in the Olympics. And in the latest series of Old Men Boxing, Oscar De La Hoya now set to fight Victor Belfort September 11th.
September 11th.
De La Hoya is 48 years old. Probably sat there and saw all that money Floyd Mayweather made and said, hey, I can do that.
Oscar De La Hoya, my aunt, met him on her trip to Vegas. She might have been in the wine a little bit, and she walked right up to him and just punched him right in the arm. She goes, you that boxing guy, ain't you? And he said, yes, ma'am, I am.
Is this the aunt that can do that song?
They can do the whole hip hop, the hip to the hip to hip hip hop. Yeah, every word.
All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk some golf with our good buddy Scott Glaze. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Car accident? Because a fast response matters, just call Joy. The numbers don't lie. Serious accidents can happen anywhere, anytime. At the Joy Law Firm, we make it easy to get the help you need, when and where you need it. You can reach us on the phone or online, anytime, 24/7. Visit any of our four locations across the state. Or if you can't come to us, we'll come to you. Just call Joy. 843-888-8888. Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston.
Let's go, Rays! You've got a friend in the car business.
At Cruise Chevrolet, cruise forever. Used car engines, drivetrain, and transmissions covered forever. Find new roads at cruisechevrolet.com or at Cruise Chevrolet on Rivers.
It's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with these hot items for dads and grads. Featuring Ping G425 drivers and the new Ping 2021 putters. And don't miss these hot gifts from Bushnell, like the Tour V5 or the Tour V5 Shift with Pin Seeker technology. Or the Wingman with Bluetooth and audible GPS for distance. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee. And shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
I know you've been feeling it, but now the calendar confirms it. Summer is officially here, and Red's Ice House is the place to be. It's time to slip on the shorts and let your flip-flop feet walk your way to Red's. Our masks are off so you can see our smiles, and we've got plenty to smile about. Great new drinks to try, like a frozen Arnold Palmer or a Tito's Transfusion. There's a new cold shrimp salad platter just right for summer, and the smoker is cranking out mountains of pulled pork for nachos. And you don't have to wait for the weekend for fun. Every day is a high. holiday at Red's. Truly Tuesday is our paddleboard happy hour. Get out on the creek for an hour of fun and then come back to Red's for a few truly hard seltzers. Wednesday, it's trivia time. Insane trivia. The questions are tough, the transfusions are terrific, and the night is fun. There's live music all weekend, and Sunday fun days wrap the week up. Slide in any day for a real lunch break, because it's summer at Red's Ice House on the banks of historic Shim Creek in Mount Pleasant.
You've got a friend in the used car business. Not what you were expecting, huh?
Matching down payments up to $1,000 on certified pre-owned and finance with GM Financial, 6-year warranty, 24/7 roadside and more. Find new roads, cruisechevrolet.com and Cruise Chevy on Rivers.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. Yet, for many United States military veterans, finding and affording oral health care is a challenge many of us don't think about. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to see one veteran with special needs one time per year. Visit willyouseeonevet.org to learn more. That's willyouseeonevet.org.
Azalea is my world. When I heard that she had a tumor, everything just became dark. When I came to St. Jude, I started to get back some light in my life.
On top of first class, best care, you will never receive a bill so that you can focus on this child. The only thing we had to worry about was just keeping Azalea comfortable. St. Jude saved her life, and it saved us as a family.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take a deep breath in and let go of the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you hit that piñata into your neighbor's yard. Let it go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Now.
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 Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
We proudly wore those uniforms just like the Dodgers did. Yeah, we won a few and lost a few. And for me, it still goes on. It's too hot to fish, it's too hot for golf, and too cold at home.
That was a request from my buddy in Georgetown. But hey,
is that golf? Because he mentioned golf.
He mentions golf. I think it's made for Bobby Harden's Thirsty Thursdays. It talks about too hot to fish, too cold to golf, and drinking at home. How about that?
There you go. Time to talk a little golf. Of that, we bring in the head professional out at Stonehill Ferry, Scott Glaze. Scott, how are you today?
Doing great, Bobby. It's a great day. It's major championship weekend. It's here again. It feels like just yesterday we were out of the PGA Championship and really diving in all week. But the U.S. Open is certainly one of my favorites, and it's one of those iconic sports moments every year. It always happens on Father's Day. Sunday of the U.S. Open is always on Father's Day. That's always a nice tradition there, and we always get to see a real proper test of golf. And this year it's out on the West Coast, and one of the things I love the most is a West Coast U.S. Open because we get golf in prime time. So I'm stoked. I couldn't be happier.
You get to watch golf when you get home.
I know. Exactly. That's part of the problem, you know, working in the golf business is that it's on while we're here at work. So yeah, I'll get to go home and watch some golf. I'm really going to soak it all in.
Well, and it's also Phil Mickelson's birthday. He's not having a good birthday. We'll get into that in just a minute. But I do want to, as we always do, run down what happened last week down at the Palmetto Championship at Congaree. Garrett Higo was your winner. Matilda Castron won the Mediahill Championship on the LPGA. Jerry Kelly won on the Champions Tour. And Mito Pierra won on the Corn Ferry, where apparently fights break out every now and then on the Corn Ferry Tour.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that. I mean, It reminded me of that scene from Happy Gilmore where where Happy Gilmore and Bob Barker get into it on the golf course. But yeah, that actually was on Monday at the Monday qualifier for this week's Korn Ferry event. These guys are trying to qualify to get into the event, and there was a player who was hitting the ball repeatedly out of play, and they were having to look for golf balls, and less than player B was not helping to look for golf balls, which, you know, I can be on either side of that fence there, and they fell two holes behind pace of play, so they were a little bit behind, and player A, who kept hitting it out of play, insinuated, why are you not helping me look for golf balls? That would help us to pick up the pace of play. Then player B said, well, if you would just hit the ball in the fairway and hit the ball on the green, I think we would catch up. So stop hitting it out of play. And I guess that forced the fight between the two of them.
Now, is that
never seen that on a golf course.
Is that protocol? Are you supposed to help look for a golf ball? Because that's what all this started over, I guess.
Right. I usually do. I mean, there are times where if I'm in a tournament, somebody might hit one out of play. I might have hit one in a peculiar situation that I've got to go check out and make sure that we stay on pace. But it is proper etiquette to help look for a golf ball, especially when you're playing an event that doesn't have a ton of spectators or other people or spotters that are out there. I mean, on the PGA Tour, out in the U.S. Open, I mean, even these LPGA events, or even on the Korn Ferry Tour, this was just the Monday qualifier for this event, so not a lot of people around. But most of the time, you have people around that can see where the ball goes. They can find it and identify it before the players even get there. So on the Pro Tour, we don't get that a lot, but it is proper etiquette to help somebody look for their golf ball, and four eyes are going to be better than two for sure, or whether it's six or eight or however many, because you only have 3 minutes in the rules of golf to find and identify that golf ball before you have to deem it as lost and take that penalty. So I can understand the frustration on both sides. I can understand the frustration of the guy who's not playing well, that is not getting any help from his playing competitors looking for golf balls, and I understand the frustration of the guy who is falling behind and being put on the clock because this guy is playing very poorly. But for it to come to fisticuffs, I'm shocked by that. You just don't see that on the golf course. So, and there were charges filed too. The guy who instigated the fight ended up being arrested, and there was a third player in the group that was having to kind of officiate this whole thing. It's bizarre. So, interesting start to the week in that sense. But great week in golf as always. Garrick Higo, I know I had mentioned him a couple times during PGA Championship week of just an extreme dark horse to watch out for. He played his college golf at UNLV. He is from South Africa, but he has won three times already on the European Tour, twice this year in back-to-back weeks, going insanely low, like shooting for 4 days upwards of 25, 26, 27 under par and just kind of dominating these fields. So he was somebody that was on my radar back at the PGA Championship as a dark horse, and now he's proven that he's not going to be a dark horse after winning at Congaree. Felt bad for Chesson Hadley. He's kind of a journeyman out on tour. He makes a good living out there, but has only won once, and that was in his rookie season. And he was in a great position to win last week, and it just all unraveled coming down the stretch, and that's always tough to watch. But still a good, solid week for him. I expected a little more on Sunday out of DJ and out of Harris English, being two top players there in what was a weaker field. But great for State of South Carolina to be put on display again and head into the U.S. Open.
Man, I watched a little bit of that Saturday and Sunday. Whoever designed that golf course really liked sand traps, didn't they?
They did. You know, it What's funny, the golf course to me looked great. I heard some people that went out there and said they didn't like it. I think Congaree is kind of about the whole experience and what the golf course and what the club stands for and what they're doing in the game of golf. The vision they had when building the course was to mimic golf that's played on Australian sand dunes. So that's why you see a lot of the native areas, a lot of the sandy areas. It looks like, to the untrained eye on TV, that there's not a lot of maintenance that is involved with a golf course like that. Well, truthfully, there is probably more maintenance that goes on to maintain that unkept and natural look, so to speak, than to keep your very manicured, prim, and proper golf course like we usually see, like we're seeing this week out at Torrey Pines. So there's actually more work involved by the maintenance crews to keep that look. But it certainly looks like a really fun golf course to play. I unfortunately have not been able to play it yet. But it looks firm and fast, and that's how I love to play golf, where the ball can roll and bounce, and you get to hit all sorts of interesting type shots. And we got to see that out of Chesson Hadley there. We saw it on the 18th hole, but he did it several times where he would take his hybrid from off the green and hit a bump and run. And we usually don't see that type of play over here in the States. We'll see it over in England and Scotland during the British Open. So cool to see that different style of golf down here in the Lowcountry.
All right, we got the U.S. Open this week. There's the Meyer LPGA Classic going on, Korn Ferry, Wichita Open, the Champions Tour. They're all. You've got the Senior Players Championship next week. Couple nuts going into this U.S. Open. One was Ricky Fowler, failed to qualify for the first time since 2010. He was one shot shy in a 36-hole qualifier, so Ricky Fowler not being there. And then we had this week all this going on with Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka. Originally it was reported that DeChambeau had declined to be paired with Brooks Koepka. Then it was reported that the USGA never even approached him about it. So who knows what was going on. I think if they would have paired them together, I mean, I don't know what people were expecting. I think they would have been disappointed. I think they would have seen two golfers that stayed away from each other. It's not like they were going to throw down on the sixth hole or anything. I mean, I don't know what people were expecting.
I know. Well, now with the fight that broke out on the Korn Ferry Tour, who knows?
Yeah, that's true. Possible. That's
maybe,
true.
Maybe they would throw down. But
I'd have to go with Koepka if that happens.
Yeah, right. I think I would too. But, I'm not really sure what to make of this whole thing. I think it's all. I'm starting to think some of it might be kind of fabricated. I do think that there's a dislike for these guys have for each other. But I think with the ramifications of social media and how the tour wants guys to be relevant and to be searched on social media, to move the needle. That was the term I was looking for, to move the needle. I think they kind of beef this feud up in order to do that. I do believe that there's a lot more thought and a lot more communication that goes into these pairings that the USGA puts out for the U.S. Open for the first two rounds. I don't believe that they're totally random. I think, you know, good and well that there were times that they have approached Tiger and his camp before making pairings official to make sure that Tiger was okay with it. So I do personally believe that they do approach their bigger stars to make sure that they are okay with playing with certain people. I could be totally wrong there, but I just think that's the way it works. So I could very well see the USGA approaching Bryson and Brooks's camps and asking if they'd be okay with that, and supposedly DeChambeau said no. But I could be totally wrong, but that's neither here nor there. I'm glad that the USGA did not put them together because I actually, so far in what I've seen today, the coverage of this U.S. Open has been great, and I will be the first to be critical of golf coverage on TV. Us golf fans want to see as many people, as many shots, as many holes as possible. We don't necessarily want the whole narrative. We don't need to see the broadcast team in the booth. We don't need to see the same players over and over. They've done a really, really nice job so far today, and hopefully they can keep it going all weekend, of showing a lot of golf. I think what would have happened had Brooks and Bryson been in the same group, because of the attention that was going to receive from the golf and sports world, that would draw all the attention to that group, and NBC would be forced to show basically every single shot of that group, which would then take away from the coverage of the rest of the field. And we've got 156 of the best players in the world. We need to see as many of them as we can and see as much of the golf course as we can in this wonderful championship. So I'm glad that they did not pair them together. But what I want to know is, what is the feud really about? We can all kind of draw conclusions in some sense, but neither one of these guys has really come out and said, hey, this is why I don't like the other guy, or hey, this is why I'm frustrated with this. It's just this kind of dodging of questions. So I don't know, who knows if it's fabricated or how much longer it will last, but really it's kind of I want to see an end to it. I want to see either them, you know, have to battle each other down the stretch on Sunday and put an end to whatever the back and forth is, or just squash it so we don't have these press conference back and forth that we have to sit through these awkward questions and answers from each of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Scott, I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll come back, talk more about the U.S. Open, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll take a break. One more segment to go. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Good afternoon. Taking another look at the highways this afternoon, EMS and police continue to work an accident on Westcott Boulevard and Dorchester Road. Police continue to report the accident at Maybank Highway and Bohicket Road, and police are continuing to work an accident at Weber and Palmetto Commerce. Now we have reports of an accident at County Line Road and Highway 165, another accident on Rivers Avenue at Northbrook, and EMS and police are working an accident on Meeting Street at Highway 17 South. Otherwise, we have no other accidents or disabled vehicles being reported at this time. This traffic report is being brought to you by CSL Plasma. New donors can earn $825 in the first month. Two locations on Rivers Avenue, across from the Northwoods Mall, and across from the Old Naval Hospital. CSL Plasma, good for you, great for life. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Wolf.
This traffic report provided to you by South Carolina Federal Credit Union, recently recognized as the best financial institution by readers of the Post and Courier. Visit scfederal.org, South Carolina Federal Credit Union.
This weather report brought to you by Exit Realty Lowcountry Group, making home buying simple. Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly sunny and nice with a high around 85. Clear and mild tonight with a low around 72. Mostly sunny and beautiful Friday to launch another Lowcountry weekend with a high around 84. Looking ahead, mostly cloudy Saturday with thunderstorms likely Sunday and Monday. With your Lowcountry forecast, I'm John Dixon. If you're a board-certified proven real estate agent and are looking for a home to further your career, the Exit Realty Lowcountry Group is the perfect option. Corwin J. Millett and his team offers many benefits to those who don't want to work a traditional 9-to-5. Here is your opportunity to use your skill to help others find their dream homes or commercial property. If you are self-driven, goal-oriented, and enjoy creating wealth, call today 843-619-3005 or visit exitlowcountry.com. That's E-X-I-T lowcountry.com. Door Systems of Charleston, more commonly known as Overhead Door Company of Charleston, is your locally owned garage door service provider. Don't be misled by imitators' no service fee and then get overcharged for the service. Always look for the red ribbon logo to know you're dealing with a genuine Overhead Door Company. Call Door Systems of Charleston for all your commercial and residential garage door repairs or replacement. 843-266-6051 or visit overheaddoorcocharleston.com.
ESPN 98.9 has made it easier than ever to listen to your favorite sports. Hey,
head to the Apple or Google Play Store and download the free listening app right now for access to all your favorite shows and Gamecock sports. Download the app, listen and enjoy. I repeat, download the app, listen and enjoy. This free app is just another way to stay connected to Charleston Sports Station, ESPN 98.9.
Download the app.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Major key alert, don't ever play yourself. Life is like school. You will be tested, so pass it.
Learn the real major keys to getting to college at GetSchooled.com.
Stay focused. Now that's a major key alert.
Brought to you by Get Schooled and the Ad Council.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Thursday afternoon. Now, that's a golf song.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you hear that song, poor Kenny Loggins, you just think about golf.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all you think about, Caddyshack. So, talking golf with our good buddy Scott Glaze, the head professional out at Stono Ferry. Scott, what is the difference between Torrey Pines, the Farmers Open back in January, and what we're seeing today and this weekend?
Well, we're going to see a very similar golf course. Well, it is the same golf course, but it's going to be very different. What we see in February is a lot stickier, if that term makes any sense. A lot more moisture in the air and in the grass, balls in the rough. This rough out at Torrey Pines is Kikuyu. And it is a very, very thick rough. The ball goes immediately to the bottom and is buried. So it's very penal to be in this type of rough. In February, I think the rough is a lot more dense. In the summertime, with everything being a little drier, it's not quite as dense, but you can get what I think are some more gnarly lies when that's the case due to some of the inconsistencies. There are some tee boxes that will be used this week to make holes longer and more difficult than they use in the Farmers. You know, we typically see double-digit scores under par win the Farmers. I do not anticipate that happening this week at Torrey Pines. The last time U.S. Open was here was in 2008, and one under was the winning score. We could... weather dependent, we could see a score a little lower than that, but I don't think we're going to get into the 15, 16, 17, 18 under par range. But since this is a U.S. Open, par is supposed to be the goal. That's usually the scale there for a U.S. Open, so they will make it as difficult as they can. If you've seen any of the coverage already, the course looks a little baked out, looks a little crusty, maybe brown in some areas, and that's great. That's exactly how you want to see a U.S. Open. We want to see the ball bounce. We want to see it be difficult to hold greens, difficult to hit fairways, difficult up and downs. So we will not see the ball, especially as the week progresses, as we get into the weekend. I anticipate, weather permitting, the course will play even firmer, so you will see balls run through fairways into rough. You will not see the ball back up too much on the greens, and you're going to see a difficult test. And I think that's a testament to the grounds crew at Torrey Pines and to the way that they're able to set up the golf course so that in February we can get a very entertaining kind of typical PGA Tour test, and then when they do host a U.S. Open, they can ramp it up, make it very tough, and one of the more difficult golf courses in the country.
And if you haven't seen this, I mean, it is right on the ocean, and does weather play a factor? I know they had fog this morning. That's not what I'm talking about as far as weather, but you know, weather was a big factor in the PGA. Will weather be a factor here this week?
You know, I haven't looked at the forecast in detail. You know, we so often in San Diego, you don't get rain. It's always just perfect climate and temperature, and they're not in the market for thunderstorms, so to speak. So I don't think weather should be an issue in regards to precipitation. The only issue would be wind, being so close to the ocean. If it starts to get really breezy out there, that's going to make the golf course even more difficult, just due to the firmness that we typically see a U.S. Open golf course and that we're seeing this week. I know at times, and I haven't been able to see a ton of the coverage yet, but at times it looked like the winds were gusting upwards, you know, in the mid-teens, which is difficult. I mean, that's going to be a one or two club wind. Guys are going to have to make big adjustments if the wind's blowing like that, especially if it's consistent. So if we're able to get some wind, I think it's going to be a very difficult test. If we're able to get a lot of sunshine, it's going to make it difficult as well, because that's going to just continue to dry the golf course out. And you know, a lot of times on the PGA Tour, in a normal PGA Tour stop, you'll see the ball fly into the green, maybe take one hop, stop, back up. You see guys hit fairways because the ball will hit, maybe roll 10, 15 yards. Well, in a U.S. Open, the ball, when it plays firm and fast, guys are playing shots short of greens so that it can hit and roll up to the hole, and you're seeing them take different lines off of tees because they have to account for big hops, rolls, and things of that nature. So it's great to see a little different type of play. That's why I love a U.S. Open that's difficult, because these guys are the best in the world, and we should be able to challenge them a time or two throughout the year.
Russell Henley, your leader right now at 4-under. He has finished Francesco Molinari and Rafa Cabrera-Bello, one shot back at 3-under. Brooks Koepka, Xander Schauffele, Adam Hadwin, two shots back at 2-under. Phil Mickelson, today's his birthday. 4 over par in what he calls his home course.
Yeah, you know, Phil is from San Diego. He is trying to win the U.S. Open to complete the career Grand Slam, which he has been in search of for quite a while now. Phil has famously finished runner-up at the U.S. Open 6 times. He finished runner-up to Payne Stewart when Payne Stewart made that iconic putt at Pinehurst in 1999. He finished runner-up to Tiger Woods in 2002 at Bethpage Black. He finished runner-up in 2004 to Retief Goosen at Shinnecock Hills. He finished runner-up in 2006. That was again, or excuse me, 2009. That was again at Bethpage Black when Lucas Glover won, and finished runner-up. 2006 is his famous meltdown. Where he had the lead at Wingfoot on the 72nd hole and made double bogey to lose to Jeff Ogilvy. That was another runner-up finish. And then in 2013, finished runner-up after being in control most of the week at Marion. Kind of faltered down the stretch, and Justin Rose was able to take the title. So Phil, 6 runner-up finishes. He's not finished in the top 20 at the U.S. Open since that runner-up finish in 2013. And then he's got some other stats that are not in his favor this week. The last player 50 years or older to finish in the top 5 of the U.S. Open was Tom Kite 20 years ago, and only 3 players 50 years old or older have finished in the top 10 at the U.S. Open since 1990. So it was a great feel good awesome story at the PGA Championship. Phil coming through and winning, his game clicked, the stars aligned, and he was able to become the oldest major champion ever. I think it's going to be tough. He's really going to have to find something tomorrow, and he'll be playing in the afternoon, which is notoriously a tougher time slot in the U.S. Open. So we'll see if he can do it. He's not my pick, but it certainly would be. It'd be one great thing to one-up such a great story at the PGA.
All right, real quick, because we're out of time, who do you like to win it all?
I like Xander Schauffele to win it all. He is also a native of San Diego. He's finished in the top 6 in the last 4 U.S. Opens. I think the timing is right for him. He is an elite putter, and he's long enough to be able to hold his own on a 7,700-yard golf course. And I think just, like I said, stars are going to align being from that area, and I think he's going to win this week.
Scott, as always, appreciate you, man, and we will check in with you next Thursday. Well, we got the Travelers Championship coming up and the Women's PGA, so another good weekend of golf coming up next week. You have a good week, all right?
Absolutely. Y'all have a great weekend. Mm-hmm. Happy Father's Day, and enjoy the U.S. Open.
Enjoy the golf. That's Scott Glaze, the head professional out at Stonehill Ferry. I don't know why I can't hang up on him, but finally. What up? This today went by fast.
Yeah.
So we got to get out of here, don't we?
Yeah, we got to roll.
Okay. Everybody have a great night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Hey, it's finally Friday tomorrow.
Yep.
So everybody have a good night.
If you drive a car.